There goes the air guitar again.
All right.
That's some good picking.
I was just kind of getting a picture of you as sort of like that railroad hobo. I don't know why, but hey, you know what? My name is Jeremy Lawrence. If you're just tuning in, that's who I am. I'm Roger over here, the railroad hobo.
Yes. But gifted at air guitar. I am really good at air guitar.
You are. Yeah.
Yes, of course. And, of course, we have Michael, the Wonder Producer, along with us today. As we discuss things with you, here is our phone number, and I want you to have this handy, because no matter what, you're part of this discussion, too. We want to hear your insights. So 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Roger, you know, one of the things that I am just absolutely, I love to talk about is what NASA used to do.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff they used to do.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I mean, just some of the things, you hear some of the history of, you know, the Apollo missions and the shuttle missions as well. There's an awful lot of inventions that we enjoy today.
Oh, yeah.
Just simply because they were flying to space and doing some things and experimenting, testing things out, landing on the moon, all the different things that have been done since the 60s.
We went to the moon on technology that isn't as good as what's in your cell phone.
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm. We had the computers back then were nowhere near as powerful as a cell.
And to think about, I mean, you know, and yes, it was a movie, Apollo 13, uh-huh. But it was a real life event.
Oh, yeah.
To think about and just the dramatization of what they went through to try and create what they needed to survive and get back to Earth. I mean, it was just one of those things that you're on the edge of your seat the whole time, and at the end, you just kind of sit there and go, now that was ingenuity right there.
Well, and I've seen that movie several times, and I know how it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
And it still gets me sitting on the edge of my seat.
Mm-hmm.
That was back when we as a country thought we were capable of doing great things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
you think about, you know, JFK came before the country and said, we're going to land on the moon by the end of this decade.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to do it because it's easy. We're going to do it because it's hard.
Yeah.
And he inspired a whole generation of people to be able to say, you know what? This space exploration thing, we need to be doing this.
Right.
And if you think about the trajectory that we were on from that point, something went wrong somewhere.
Well,
and you know that technology doesn't always grow as fast as you like it. But here we are now with what NASA can do, which is basically learn how Congress works and hitch rides with the Russians to the space station.
Yeah.
You know, and that it's sad to see where it's gone.
Well, and worse yet, that we send them up to space in 35-year-old spacesuits that don't work right anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The space shuttles that are the same age, we took out of service because they're old and unreliable.
Sure.
But here, put this suit on and we hope it works for you.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, you think about, you know, these space shuttles, and you can go see one at the Smithsonian now.
Yeah.
Because they got it parked there. I think it's the Discovery that's there.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of these things that was old technology. We were flying into space just a couple of years ago. But guess what? Those spacesuits, 35 years old. And the reason this came up is, I guess it was, I don't know if it was this past weekend, but it was here recently. They did a spacewalk around the International Space Station.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Yes. And they're doing this spacewalk, and in this particular spacesuit, one of the astronauts starts complaining about chilly temperatures in there. And the reason why is because there was a buildup of water in his suit, which, of course, it's cold in space, so guess what that water turns into?
Ice.
There you go.
He was a floating ice cube.
And it was supposed to be a 6.5-hour spacewalk, only lasted 5.5 hours. Because he's going, guys, I'm getting cold. There's something wrong with my suit here.
Yeah.
I can't do this. You know, and it brings me to this particular conclusion. To see what we've done with NASA, to go from the organization that landed on the moon, and let's face it, the shuttle program, highly successful, apart from the accidents with the Challenger and Columbia. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a highly successful program. And to see everything they did with the shuttles, and then nothing.
Yeah.
And, you know, to me, it's just, I find it personally insulting, as an American, that our astronauts have to hitch a ride with the Russians to get to space. Well, it bothers me. It really does.
And we're watching the Chinese soft land on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
We're watching the rest of the world technologically catch up with us.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going to be in the future if we just sit back and let the rest of the world do these things?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why can't the United States participate mm-hmm. anymore?
Now, there's going to be an awful lot of people that would say, well, it takes a lot of money to go mm-hmm. into space. Mm-hmm. And it does. It does, no doubt. Because, I mean, think about the trillions of dollars they spent on the space shuttle program
mm-hmm.
just to keep
mm-hmm.
it going. And particularly when it got older and they had to do all the, okay, well, let's, you know, do a quick fix on this and let's fix that. And they're trying to, I mean, you're basically, the equivalent would be you're nursing along an Apple II.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
trying to keep it going.
In a Mac Air world.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, you need to do something else. But it just feels like we're cutting NASA off at the knees and saying, here, explore space. And at the same time, here, you know what? Protect us from asteroids that might come around. Or, you know what? Get us to Mars, but we're not going to give you any money to do it.
Right.
It bothers me from that standpoint. There would be people that would say it costs a lot of money. But I'm thinking to myself, you know what? We waste a ton of money in government circles on dumb things like, you know, let's study cow flatulence or something like that. Why don't we take that money and send it over to NASA? Maybe get them back to space again. You
and
know?
Look at the money that we put into the Pentagon. You can't tell me with the billions upon billions upon billions
mm-hmm.
that there's no efficiencies to be gained in the things the Pentagon is
mm-hmm.
doing.
Mm-hmm.
We spend more on the military than the next 12 countries 2 through mm-hmm, 13 mm-hmm. behind us. And you can't tell me we can't find some money in there that we could fund a space program.
Well, ways to make the military work smarter, really.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know, because I'm all for the idea of let's make sure that we're strong in the world so that nobody comes along and thinks they can challenge us. I think we're seeing that now. The Chinese are coming along going, look, we got a bomber that could nuke U.S. air bases.
Mm-hmm.
You know, honestly, that scares me to death. And I want to have a strong military to be able to say, no, you're not even going to get here.
But we have to pay attention to the military.
Mm-hmm.
We are building stuff and forcing it on the military that they don't want, mm-hmm. don't need, and they say they can't afford.
Mm-hmm.
This new fighter, I can't tell you the F number that goes with it.
Somebody knows it, I'm sure.
But that fighter, the military says, the Air Force says we don't want it. We mm-hmm. don't need it. It doesn't have a function in the world we see in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Congress forcing it on them anyway because it's jobs in their district.
Mm-hmm.
And it has nothing to do with military protectedness of the mm-hmm. country.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with politics.
And reelecting a congressman that has that particular thing in their district, whether it's and in that case it's not necessarily a pork barrel thing. It can be looked at as that,
yeah,
but it's not necessarily that, but that's a total other class of something that does need to be looked at. Now there'd be an awful lot of people that say, well, the private industry can do space, and I think that it can. For the first time in our history, I think it can. But I think, you know, are you going to send private industry on a trip to Mars?
Yeah.
That's a tough one. Even for the people that signed up for that Mars colonization thing, you know, you can sit around and go, probably not going to happen. I can't imagine somebody in business not coming along going, all right, where's the return on investment there?
Right.
You know, but in the from the standpoint of being able to get beyond the bonds of where we are, to be able to study and know things about our universe and where we are. I mean, we need an organization like NASA, I think.
Yes. I completely agree. When it comes to just getting a satellite into orbit for DirecTV, mm-hmm. I don't think NASA has any business in being involved in that.
No.
We have private companies that can launch satellites. Mm-hmm. There's actually some competition. There's a European company that can do it. There's a couple of American companies that are working on it. Mm-hmm. There's no business for NASA. Even running cargo ships up to the International Space Lab, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That can be done by private industry. Mm-hmm. But if we're doing something like exploring the solar system, mm-hmm. how do you that's not done for profit. The free enterprise system doesn't bring anything to that equation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is just science, and let scientists explore space, and let companies who are trying to make a profit do the routine things like launch a communication satellite.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you think about this, though, I mean, the money that was spent on the Apollo program, that, you know, and at that time they were trying to run, okay, let's see if we can go to the moon, let's see if we can do this, let's do some experiments in space, and then it got into the shuttle program. And let's do more experiments. Let's build the space station and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was the stuff we spent money on previously.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's set up a whole new market for the private industry to be able to send satellites into space and make money doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And send cargo to the International Space Station and make money doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got things like, you know, Sir Richard Branson, who's putting together the whole Virgin Galactic thing. You know,
yeah.
And yeah, that'll make some money. It'll take a little bit, but it'll make money. He's not doing it because he just wants to go into space and check stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing it because he wants to make a buck.
Yeah.
And they're not going to do it if they're not going to be able to make any money off of it.
Well,
so it kind of sets it up for if we invest in that now, then down the line, people are going to be able to make cargo runs to Mars and things like that. You know,
eventually,
in the future,
there'll be a need for that.
Yeah, you're creating a market here.
But capitalism is good at developing analytical tools to analyze how you do something, mm-hmm. and to find ways to make it more efficient, mm-hmm. more profitable. And but analytical tools only help you do something the second time you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
The first time you're doing it, you're figuring out how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then you can improve your efficiency once you figure out how to do it in the first place.
And not everybody is Thomas Edison in his garage sitting there figuring out, okay, let's see if this filament will work or whatever, you know. So, yeah, you kind of need to support that a little bit. But does everybody agree on that? Obviously, they don't. And we're in a situation where we've got NASA trying to figure out Congress rather than trying to figure out their next step to get to space. And you know, they're talking about, what is it, the Omega program whatever that is, or Orion?
Orion. Yeah.
They're talking about the Orion program, which is basically just a modernized Apollo program from what I can tell.
Yeah.
But
mounted to a very powerful rocket.
At the same time, I'm thinking to myself, okay, why did we not have this set up ready to go a decade ago?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why was that not in place to be able to say, all right, shuttles are getting old. We need to park them now. Okay, we've got this beautiful thing, and we're going to walk right over here from this to this,
mm-hmm.
and keep launching them.
Yeah, so that way we have a transition, not a, you know, a dead period in there.
Yeah, where we are dependent on the Russians to get our people to and from the space station.
Well, and if they've got a problem up there,
we're dependent on the Russians to go retrieve our people.
Instead of having something where we can go get them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If we need to go do that.
You know, we need to hear from listeners on this.
Absolutely.
382-4280, 877-382-4280. Do you think we need a space program? Does the country need a mission? Is the country capable of doing great things anymore, going to the moon? Or has our time passed and we're going to watch the rest of the world take mankind into the future? Should we have a space program, or is it a waste of money?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good questions. 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Give us a call and tell us whether you think we ought to have one. You know, I think the thing that's been lacking, as far as I'm concerned, looking at this, think about the inspiring leadership of John F. Kennedy,
mm-hmm.
inspiring the country. Let's go to the moon. Let's go to space. Let's do this. Let's work hard. And, you know, you've got visionary leaders since that time, certainly. I mean, Ronald Reagan was somebody that, even in the midst of the Challenger disaster, encouraged us, you know what, we're going to go back to space.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get through this, and we're going to keep doing this. Mm-hmm. And there was a sense that you kind of felt like, okay, it's a sad time, but it's going to be okay. We're going to figure this out, and we're going to take that next step.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
let's face it, the last several presidents we've had have not been visionary that way. Obama doesn't inspire me to want to go to space.
Mm-hmm.
Bush didn't inspire me. Either Bush, really, didn't inspire you to say, hey, let's go to space. And I don't think Bill Clinton did either.
Well, you've brought up Kennedy. He was a Democrat. But prior to him, Eisenhower had the vision of a national defense highway system.
Mm-hmm.
He had a vision for the interstate system.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a point in time when the country thought it was capable of big things,
mm-hmm.
that we could leave our children, that we would make this a better world for our
mm-hmm.
kids. Nowadays, we're hoping the world doesn't get worse for our kids.
Well, you think about it. I mean, where is the inspiration that you get to make you feel like our best days are ahead?
Right.
You know, where is that sense that, man, good things are coming just around the corner.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to be an American. I'm excited to be able to move forward and do these things. And I'm going to do everything I can to help.
And if we work hard, we can make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's find out what Bill thinks. Bill's on the line. Welcome. Glad you're with the show.
Hi there.
Hi, Bill.
Hi. I just have a comment. You have to keep the space program in context, and during the time when JFK stated that we would go to the moon, we were in direct competition with the Soviet Union at the time. And so we had basically a clear and present danger that we were looking at and that we were trying to combat. And now we don't have that.
We don't have the stimulus.
How about the Chinese soft landing on the moon, and India working on a space program? We're watching the rest of the world, Bill, pass us by while we don't really compete in that arena.
Yeah. Well, you know, it kind of reminds me of NAFTA, but don't get me into that. We just don't look at it anymore with the demise of the Soviet Union that we have a competitor that is out after our blood. And I think that was what the impetus was at the time, and now we just don't have that.
So we've become complacent. You think we've become complacent, huh?
Oh, very much so.
Okay.
People don't really care about the space thing anymore. Not the younger people. I mean, people our age.
Okay, Bill, you know, we got a spot. Got a break.
Pardon?
We're right on top of. Thanks for calling us. Appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
And your weather forecast brought to you by Westlake Drug, our family serving yours for over 35 years. Jeremy Lawrence, Roger Taylor here with you, and we have Denny on the line. Denny, just have a couple of seconds, so quickly, your thoughts.
Okay, I just wanted to tell you that my dad was a tool and gauge inspector at Lear Siegler, and he retired in 1984, and I saw the letter where the crew of Apollo 13 physically came to Lear Siegler and personally thanked them for their quality standards, where they were able to take the lunar lander back to Earth and see their families again instead of being floating around out in space to this day. So I just wanted to tell you that I'm real proud of my dad for that, and also the skills of the tool engaged inspectors and the people that we had that were working on the space program, and also the military drive-by-wire things and so forth that they had the technology for back in the 60s and 70s, those skills are gone. They're no longer in the U.S., and the people that know how to do that are dying off real fast, and I don't know, I think a lot of our technology is being purchased overseas, and I think that era has probably come to an end.
You see that as a problem.
And back again, Jeremy Lawrence here with you, Roger Taylor as well, along with Michael the Wonder Producer, as we continue on our way here. I promised that we would use the same abilities that NASA has to launch Roger into space from right here in our studio. So
I'm holding on.
Without further ado, here we go. This is what we can do for you. That's about it.
Oh.
I thought about making a sound, but I didn't.
No, I'm sorry. That's not in our budget.
Yes. We can't afford sound effects.
Gosh dang it.
But, you know, sadly, I mean, you know, we joke around about this, but sadly, NASA's in the same boat right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
You know, here they are, the organization that we've set up to explore space and to break the barriers and point to the future and that kind of thing. And they can't get off Earth right now.
Mm-hmm.
They can't send people up to the very space station that we basically built.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't send anybody there without, you know, sticking our thumb out and hitching a ride with the Russians at how many billions a pop just to send them there.
Yeah.
And Matt from Portage wanted to chime in. He couldn't stick on the line through a news break, but he said that NASA doesn't have a good sales and marketing plan.
Hmm. And that might be helpful to a certain degree, but I take it back to what I was saying earlier, which is I think you need a good sales and marketing program called the President of the United mm-hmm. States. You need a president that's going to be able to come out and say, you know what, this is what we need to be doing. Here's why.
Well, and set aside some funding for it, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, which that's not the president's job to set aside funding.
Mm-hmm.
But if he inspires enough people, or she for that matter, if we get a woman in there. But if they inspire enough confidence that, you know what, we're going to be able to do this. We're going to be able to reach for the future. I mean, Congress will fall in line. You know that.
Yeah.
Because they have in the past.
What? When was the last time you heard politicians talking about something positive?
It's a rare thing.
Yeah, it's yeah. hard to think
all
of.
All we do is talk about what we can't afford to do anymore, mm-hmm. what we're going to have to cut, what we've got to stop doing or mm-hmm. scale back.
Mm-hmm.
You never hear a positive leadership of a vision where mm-hmm. the country's going.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to leave a better world for our children than we got?
Mm-hmm.
It's all negative. That's all we do is talk about what we can't do anymore.
Well, if you think about it, that goes from the top down. Both sides of the aisle.
Oh.
Because, I mean, you see the president come out and everything that doesn't happen that he wants to get done, well, the Republicans got in my way. And then on the other side, you got Republicans looking at everything that he's got as an idea going, nope, not going to work. Why? Because Obama came up with it.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Even if it was one of their ideas originally, they think it won't work because now it's Obama's idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, it goes both ways, too, from the standpoint of Obama won't even listen to him sometimes. And he'll just say, yep, nope, we're doing it this way. This is the way it's going to be. Regardless, when it comes to this, NASA is one of those things that should, in theory, bring everybody together and say, you know what, we want to have the best. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to strive for the future. We want to be able to reach out and mm-hmm. and do. And if you think about it, think about, you know, how entertainment envisions the future. And, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, you can look at Star Trek and everything that was done there and the communicators. Well, guess what? We're all carrying around a communicator. It's called a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those things can do anything.
Star Trek is where you saw your first tablet. That's where you saw it.
Laptop.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is the stuff they envisioned, and they figured, oh, that's going to be coming, you know, 200 years down the line. Well, we got it now. But you think about the other side of it, you've got something like 2001. You remember what a monumental movie that is, the whole bit, and how they envisioned by the year 2001, we were going to be exploring Jupiter and all of its moons.
Right.
And we were going to have these computers that were so intelligent and so smart that they were going to be able to play chess with us and reason with us. And you know, you hope it doesn't go the way of a homicidal computer like Hal was. But at the same time, you know, you think about we envisioned that, but then that didn't happen. And you kind of get this sense of something's amiss here. Something's wrong. You know, because you figure, good grief, we should have made it to Mars by now.
Well, and there's a bigger issue behind the NASA thing, I'm thinking. And that is no national mission for the country. There's nothing that unites us and gets us, as the football coach at Western says, rowing in the same direction. The country isn't rowing in a direction. We're just sitting around bemoaning how things are, it seems.
Well, and here's the thing. If you want to set a vision for NASA, you want to set a vision for the country. I mean, I think there's some ways that you can look at it. People have talked about let's go to Mars and that kind of thing. And I think, you know what? Let's set an intermediate goal before we get to Mars. I think instead of go back to the moon and hop around and collect rocks, go back to the moon and let's set up a base there. Let's set up something so that, guess what? When it's time to go to Mars, we got a cheap place that we can launch astronauts off of. All we got to do is just get them there.
Yeah. Well, that's, and especially now that we've discovered large quantities of water on the moon, that would seem possible. But there's no leadership, as you point out.
Absolutely.
There's nobody who has a vision for the country.
But what kind of vision do we need to have? And I think that's the ultimate question. And I'd love to get some input on this as well. 382-4280 is our number if you'd like to give us a call. 877-382-4280 as well. I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can go with this. Because you've talked about, I mean, there's been technology that we've talked about of let's go back to the moon, let's go to Mars, let's do some sort of a space elevator. That's been another concept that's been discussed. There's a lot of things we can do. And what way are we going to go?
Yeah.
You know, so what would you like to see? And what would you like to see in terms of leadership that, that sends us that direction? Obviously, JFK is gone. You can't get Ronald Reagan back. That's not going to happen. So what does it look like to have somebody in that kind of position that inspires people to do that sort of thing, that inspires that kind of direction
that would make a country want to follow them? You know, maybe we're beating up the wrong bush by saying it's space oriented. But the bigger question is, does the country need a mission? Does the country have to focus on something we want to accomplish?
Yeah, I just had a caller actually chime in about something like that. Maybe something we can look forward to for the future is affordable health care or alternative energies to look for to power the country.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe the mission is, okay, in 5 years, no more imported oil. We're going to live on our ability to produce energy, and we're going to need a Manhattan Project to become energy independent. We talk about it, but you haven't seen a national program. We're defunding funding for solar and wind.
And the tough part about it, though, is when the funding has gone for things like that, you end up with something like Solyndra, where they really didn't do much of anything at all.
Well, that's,
you know, and that's, it needs to be something a little more out in the open, first of all, I don't think you need to have either branch of the government looking at it. You need everybody together to say, let's look at this. Let's look at, I mean, here's another big vision, maybe. And this is not even necessarily space-based, but let's find a way to fuel our cars that's different than what we're doing now. Instead of with oil, let's do it with hydrogen. Let's do it with something else, whatever it is. And you know, I'm not the scientist. That's why I'm on the air talking about it and, you know, wasting hot air.
If we had any talent, we'd be doing things.
You know, yeah, and making a lot more money. But, you know.
No, but we'll be here talking about it.
Of course. Absolutely. So what do you think? What do you think that big mission is? Is it hydrogen-powered vehicles? Is it alternative forms of energy? More affordable health care, which is something that's certainly bandied about an awful lot, but it doesn't seem like we're getting there at this point. So tell us what you think. 382-4280 is our phone number, or 877-382-4280. I'll tell you what, we will head for our break. As we continue ahead, we'd like to hear from you. So while the break's going on, give us a call at those phone numbers. Love to hear from you. Continue that discussion of what kind of vision do we need? What kind of thing that we need to put in front of the country to be able to say, let's move forward?
What can we all work together on and have a spirit of we're doing something as Americans?
Yeah, I tell you what, one thing, and we talked about this earlier today off the air, and it's worth talking about some other day as well. Maybe some sort of a national transportation alternative. I mean, you know, you talk about, let's face it, flying anymore is not fun. There's nothing fun about being herded into this little tube and sat 2 inches away from somebody you don't know next to you.
Right.
And, you know, sent through screening to see if you're a terrorist or not and all of that stuff and confiscating your water bottle and all of that.
Take your shoes off.
Yeah. I mean, you know, let's – and when they were doing those full body scanners, I got the privilege of going through one of those one time. Not fun.
Well, you got something you're proud of. You like those things.
Of course. But maybe something that's, you know, I don't know necessarily that high-speed rail is the answer, although it's a – good alternative, but maybe something a step above that.
Yeah, what's next?
You know, whatever that next thing is.
If they've got 200-mile-an-hour trains in Europe, what's the next transportation that's going to make that outdated? And let's get there first.
Sure. You know, that might be the thing. I don't know.
But yeah.
Tell you what, let's find out what John has to say. John's on the line with us. Welcome.
Hey, you know, I don't know if I... I missed, or I'm coming in the middle of a conversation that went elsewhere, but you guys were talking a little bit ago about the outer space stuff.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You're in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so I just think that it's, when are we going to start taking care of our neighbors right here on the solid ground? Because this is why we have a lot of, I think, animosity among Americans toward each other, just this complete misguided spending on nonsense. I mean, and back in the '60s, it was the ego, keeping our egos satisfied because we were battling the Russians. It would be the first on the moon. And I mean, you know what? If other countries have the money and they want to waste their money trying to put some kind of object up onto other planets, then, but what has any of that ever gotten us? What have we done in the past that has brought about any kind of future development to actually improving the lives of us down here, improving the lives of Americans and other people on the planet that are suffering because they don't have the wealth or the money or the resources to even eat enough food they need. And yet we're spending all these billions of dollars to go to another planet. I mean, in person, I just think it brings about a lot of bad karma to us, to the people making those decisions, and to and the money we're spending. It causes, you know, it's someone who, for the people that don't have resources, it's just nonsense. I mean, when are we going to start really doing what we're here to do in this very brief life? Let's take care of each other. We're not here to go to other planets. We don't have a lifespan that's long enough for that. You know, so it's just kind of, in my opinion, it's extremely arrogant and egotistical to even think that we're even meant to go visit other planets. I think the other planets are there to show us what our real reason here is to do, and that's to take care of each other.
John, let me ask you a question. Do you have a cell phone?
I do.
You enjoy using it?
Yeah, oh yeah, all the satellite, for sure. Let's keep the communications going. But
mm-hmm. All right, but that's the thing. I mean, a lot of the spending that we've done in the past and currently helps us to have these cell phones and all this technology that we enjoy today. It was invented by the space program.
Sure, but and you know what? Fine, good. We've got good communication. Now let's start taking care of the imbalances that are here on this down here on the ground. We've got education that needs money, schools need money, roads need money, people need money. All kinds of cities are broke. Why are we putting billions of dollars into putting some rocket into another? Or somebody's to satisfy the egos of people who have a lot of money who can burn it up.
How do, Bill? How do you or John?
John
I'm sorry.
Yes.
You can call me whatever you want.
Okay, Bob.
We'll just keep changing your name. How do you build a sense of national mission around that? What I'm thinking, some of our malaise that we're in is that we don't have a common mission that the country's on. And maybe the mission you're describing of taking care of our neighbors, maybe that is the mission, but how do you make that so the country gets behind it as a national mission? To me, that's the problem, is that we don't agree on anything anymore.
It's true. That's really, you're right about that. It's so true. That is so true. We've just, everybody wants to, yeah, nobody's really agreeing on some real core things that I think that we're ending up paying for ultimately because we aren't addressing them. And
yeah.
That is the complete imbalance of wealth and we've got what, you know, the 99% and the 1%. I mean, that's just, it goes on and on. We can go, you know, fact after figure after figure. And now we're talking again about putting billions of dollars up into space. When's this going to end? When are we going to actually get the lesson and learn why we're actually here in this brief life, take care of our neighbors and our fellow citizens and fellow human beings and not still put money into technology and stuff that really isn't doing much for us.
Boy, and I thought we had a big question. You've taken it one step beyond that.
Let's use our limited resources to maintain our great communication that we have formed. But why do we need to go any? But you know, but let's start thinking about helping others out on this planet. I think then our prosperity will grow immensely if we start thinking that way.
Something to think about. Thanks, John. Happy
thanks.
New Year to you.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Bye. Thanks, John, for calling us. We appreciate that. It's an interesting question and opens up a whole realm of things that we just don't have time to talk about right now, unfortunately.
Ooh, doggy. Did his question open up a whole world out there?
It did. Mm-hmm. We'll have to discuss that another day because guess what? It's coming up on time for news.
All right. And we'll be back tomorrow, 3 o'clock.
Sounds good. Hope you'll join us for just a couple of hours. We'd love to have you on board. Till then, have a good one.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.